about our Father's business. Grind mode, filled with this Holy Spirit. That's a cheat code. Holiness the standard, we never fold. We about to make a scene. Episode. Yo, we are back, episode 83 of season 2 of the Not the Same podcast, hosted by this one word, C. Micah, and that one word over there, Mr. Rob Redeem. We are glad, gracious, happy, and very elated. Yeah, big word Thursday. Elated to be back with you, one words again, for another music and faith show, playing some of the latest and greatest.
Baptist preacher,
you know, no hate to the Baptists, but, you know, non-denominational, which means... I'm Baptist without rules. No, I'm kidding.
You know how they be. Hey, everybody be coming up with everything to make it seem like they deep and super spiritual, bro. Man,
swearing
is
non-denominational, but it's Founders Day. How does that happen? You know, Founders Day.
We found the non-denomination. Right.
If y'all are here watching us exclusively tonight on YouTube, please do us a favor and do what you see on the screen. Number one, hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell so you can be notified when we are live on the Not the Same podcast, as we are every other Tuesday. We will be back. Man, get it right. We'll be back on schedule this Tuesday for our Bible study, then Wednesday for our sports show, and Thursday for our music and faith show, every single Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Back to your regularly scheduled program.
Back to the program.
We're very, very grateful once again for everybody who's watching. What's up, D? Grateful for you sliding through. What's up, Hagans?
What up, little bro?
Go ahead, bro.
No, that's it, man. Listen, I know some of y'all don't do sports. I get it. But check it out, man. We reached 100 of them things last night, man. We had 100
for real
sports show last night. This is episode 83 of season 2, so we done did 183 of these things.
We did.
The one words are consistent, man. We are out here. We're doing it. Some nights be dry. So I don't know what. We be in this mug just talking to each other, but that's what the foundation of the show really about. Like me and my brother having a conversation, and we inviting y'all in. So if this is your first time tuning in to the Not the Same podcast, yo, we appreciate it. Like he said, hit that like, subscribe, and notification button so you know when we go live. He get ready to show you again what you need to do if you just now coming in. Hit the like, hit the subscribe, notification. If you've already did all that, don't do it again. But we want to give a shout out to some people who support us on a weekly basis. You know what I'm saying? The rebroadcasters of the Not the Same podcast, our MTMV famo. You see them in the bottom left-hand corner. Life Show TV, they always showing mad love to the Not the Same podcast. Takeover Radio, Praise 365, RYC Praise News, our homeboy Lando Page, Who's Hop, Hiss Hop on the left coast out there in Vegas, Mr. Hiss Hop himself, Radio and Podcast Network, as well as the 520 Collective. Those are the rebroadcasters, man, and we appreciate that. They rebroadcast not every show, but one of the three that we do on a weekly basis, man, and we're excited about that.
We're definitely excited about it, man. Hey, man, before we even get started, man, once again, salute to everyone who's watching, man. Salute to everybody. I wanted to reiterate what Rob said. We got to 100 sports shows. 100 sports shows, man, and I know some of you, like Rob said, I'm not trying to say the exact same thing he said, but it is the truth. I know some people ain't really into sports, but y'all come over there because y'all like us. We appreciate that, for real, man, because it's a very, very big achievement. Prior to a conversation, before we even start the show, man, sometimes even us, as encouraging as we are, we get a little discouraged. You know what I'm saying? But like, man, why these one words ain't doing this, and why this ain't happening, all this, and then as soon as this live button hit, everything changes, man. It's only because of all of you and all the people that come in here that are faithful. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all, and we can't do it without you. You know what I'm saying?
And number one, Jesus.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? He always been there. He always been there. And he always be there for you. If you can't make it. No, anyway, I'm just kidding.
You might not get him when you need him, but he's always on time.
Always on time.
Always on time. You hear me? You know what I mean?
Let's get
some of y'all late one words. Y'all on time, though, when you show up.
And let's, although we thank God for showing up, but we're going to still keep going on with this show. Let's see what's good, bro.
What's good?
Rob D, my brother from another mother, like my homie Larry Rogers on the west side. Some say it's the best side, but we dwell in the Midwest. But be careful on the west side of St. Louis. Tucking your chain, man. What's good, my brother?
Hey, man, I made it through the week. Let me tell you something, man. Like, my work, it was a struggle to get through this week. I'm telling you, bro. it's this joke where I'd be like, yo, I got a And when I say I got a that mean I'm about to dip. Then tell you, I'll be like, hey, D, I got a And whatever the is, that means I'm dipping. But I made it through my week, man. And more than anything, just back out, just like shout out to you, like I told you last week, man. Back on that workout routine and starting to get back to the weight and in the sets and stuff that I was doing before I took basically all 2023 off, man. Got sick at the beginning of the last year, had lost all that weight unnaturally. I don't know what happened. Then I gained all the weight back. And then now I'm losing it. I'm back to where when I lost it and didn't know how. Now I'm back to where I lost it because I'm working out. So praise God for that. That's what's good for me. What's good, C?
What's good for me, man, is living life and having fun. Point blank, period. Just living life and having fun, man. If anybody has known me, Rob known me the best as anybody on this channel other than my wife. After my wife, Rob known me the best. And Rob had this joke that he say his kids used to say about him, but I was literally this guy called the fun snatcher. They used to call Rob that. But no, let me give you an example of how unfun I probably was. Me and Rob was
Talk about Vegas, bro.
We was in Vegas. We was in Vegas for a show. We had a couple of days in Vegas. And it was a day that wasn't part of the show. Now, we ran up on an interview, got on a nice, very live interview on a podcast similar to this, but actually they probably a little bit better than us, but similar, very nice on the spot. And it was cool. We did that. And they was like, man, what y'all finna do? And we was like, I don't know, you know, go get something to eat or whatever. And we decided to go to the strip. Rob telling me, hey, bro, we can go see this. We can go see that on the strip. We can go see that on the strip. And what I did, I stayed in the car, drove all the way down the strip, drove slow so I can see everything. And got out at the end and went to the Nike store and went back down the strip and went to the hotel. And that was it. Didn't do nothing else. Did not get out the whole time. Who goes to Vegas and just stay in a car on the strip? I'm going to tell you who does it. Me. I did that. So what's good is that things have changed.
Hey, y'all don't understand. Hey, bro, you better be y'all lucky I've been to Vegas before, because, hey, we would have had some issues, because this man rolled down. I'm like, yo, we can go right there.
Nah. what they say when you keep your hands on steering wheel? What, 10:45, whatever it is.
right. That boy was at 9 and 3 o'clock, like this. Yeah, I'm dog. Like, bro,
what's up, Miss Dingle?
It was daytime. Hey guys, folks. What's up, daytime?
Yeah, man. And it was just hey man, you live and you learn, bro. That's all I say. You live and you learn.
Hey, bro, just told me about
that the other day.
We was talking about me and me and Hagans was talking about how you've loosened up, and we go shoot pool now, and you know what I'm saying, and go and have fun. You dig what I'm saying? So
yes, sir.
But man, we'll go out of town. I come back home like, man, this won't work. Man, he didn't want to do nothing but sit in the hotel. That's how frustrated I was, but let's carry on.
Yes.
Congratulations, my brother.
So, I implicated myself, man. I used to just go on trips and stay in a room and sleep, you know, and that's very, very nice. But when you're in a nice city, it's all right to get out and see the nice city. And I'm saying this to me, you know what I'm saying?
Because
there was a time in a not so distant past that I was sat in the car driving down Vegas. The one time I went to Vegas, I didn't see Vegas. I literally only saw Vegas, period.
That's it.
That was it. Only saw Vegas. And, that's crazy, man. But, hey, that was me. That was me, though.
We supposed to be right. That's you, though. We supposed to be back this summer. You dig what I'm saying? For the podcast retreat. So we'll see what pop off with it. But, no, my brother came a long way, man. Salute to C, man. And that's why I started renting my own cars, because I didn't have time for it no more. It's one word that you're to have. Me in the city, I ain't never been to.
Stuck in a house? Or in a cage in another city. But it's all right, man. Things are changing, man. Things are changing.
Yeah. My brother, shout out to you, bro.
Get out and do some trips and all that good stuff, man. It's time to.
Yeah, man. We seasoned.
That's the wings flying. You're trying to be flap them wings a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anyway. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hey. If y'all could only see what goes on in between these transitions, y'all would might not come back to the show. Let's see. Hagen say, I was in Vegas for 18 hours and had more fun than you did. See, I know you did. I know you did. He said, until we got stuck in the airport.
Yeah, we did. We had to spend the night at the airport. That was the first time we went out to his hop. We got stuck in the airport and had to spend the night in that joint. But, yo.
We'll go back again, though.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Might be back when y'all go, Higgins. You never know. I might pull up. You know what I'm saying? Never know. All right, man. What faith segment for tonight. Why is it so hard to trust people, even if they haven't been untrustworthy? Why is it so hard to trust people, even if they haven't been, in particular, untrustworthy? Mr. Davis.
Hey, Erykah Badu, and it's this song called Bag Lady.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? And then for men, it's bag one word. You dig? We take past relationships, past friendships, past businessship partnerships, and we force it on our new relationship. So we don't ever really get a chance to heal. I'm going to give you a prime example. When I first met C, I was standoffish. He was standoffish. Yeah. We didn't know how to deal with one another. Like, man, what's this one word on? Oh, okay, because he didn't got some national pub. This one word think he better than everybody in here. And we just didn't know because you're doing this field because one word's be shiesty out here. You know what I mean? Like, just this bottom line. Females, be shiesty out here. Dudes, be shiesty out here. So, unfortunately, everybody is guilty until proven innocent. Until you can prove to me you're worthy of being, you're worthy of being trusted, that I know your loyalty is real with no strings attached, then I don't fool with you for real. And it's it makes for a stressful relationship, whether it's a straight up just friendship or work or especially in an intimate relationship when you're with a significant other. Go ahead, bro. My bad.
I think it's very hard for people to trust people because we don't want to say this, especially as men, because we've been hurt. Period. We've been hurt. And we're not going to tell everybody. My last friendship that I kind of opened myself up and been vulnerable with, you know, not no letter community way, but just in a friendship way, because you become real friends, it becomes vulnerability. You share some of your fears, some of your struggles and all that. And you do that with the hopes that they don't turn and flip that back on you. You know what I'm saying? And for our example, I just got out of two friendships where, you know, I didn't come away feeling great. You know what I'm saying? Not hurt enough to me to swing on these, my homies. But I was like, man, you know, I ain't finna fool with homeboy no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so that
right.
makes you come in cautious and you're moving slow. And it's like, okay, this ninja, he cool. But what else?
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
This ninja too cool. Why he too cool? I don't understand it. You know. You know, in my case, it's like my last few homeboys I had before me and Rob got cool, they was cool, but they ain't like sports. Like, man, this boy cool. Ain't like sports. What's wrong?
Something ain't right.
Something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? But what it really come down to is that, you know, one word has been hurt. You've been burnt, or we'll say it in the more traditional Negro way. You've been burned, you know. You've been burned in the past, and you don't want to get burned again, so you keep people at a distance. But that's not good, too, because when you keep people at a distance and you trying to protect yourself, you become very standoffish to them, too. They be like, man, what's wrong with dude? I'm just trying to show homeboy genuine love. Forget him. And then you recognize, you look up, and you ain't got no friends. And you like, why I ain't got no friends? Because of the way you're acting. And it really, what it comes down to, you got to be healed from that hurt. You know what I'm saying? Move on.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
No. I mean, I think it's big, especially, young, I hear young ladies say this a lot. He too nice. So your baby daddy before cheated on you all the time. Your second baby daddy went across the head, and then you get a man to come into your life who's accepting your kids, you, and treating you a certain way. And because of that past trauma, he too nice. You know what I mean? Like it just doesn't, it doesn't, that's from a relationship aspect. For a dude is one of them. Cause when a dude get hurt by a female, oh, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's bad. Rap. It's like he'll get hurt by a female and go find another female to to soothe the pain and never have a healing process. So now the new relationship in, she getting all the baggage, anything that looked like that is a trigger, and the next thing you know, she getting all of the backlash from what ex did, and it had nothing to do with her, you know what I mean? So it's that hurt factor, like you said. And it depends on what city you in, because like Hagen's saying down here, St. Louis different, bro.
Very.
St. Louis, quick story and I'll let you go. Me and C had a mutual friend. Brother was super cool. He could not understand why me and C was so cool to him with no hidden strings. We didn't want nothing from this dude. We was just showing the homie love. You dig what I'm saying? And it ran him away. Literally ran him away. Wasn't on no, like he said, letter community type stuff. It was on some straight brotherhood. Yo, bro, we got you. We been here. We done that. Yada, yada, yada. My man couldn't handle it. He literally said, I ain't never had this before, and disappeared.
Yep. It happens a lot, man. I'm going to go to comments Hagen was saying. Because in order to protect yourself, you can't trust one words until they show you that they can be trusted. Then he said, especially in STL, we don't trust nothing.
No, nope. It's the show me state, bro.
On me, you too cool. You trying to get me to let my guard down so you can get it or get me or whatever. I get what he's trying to say. Then he said again, I definitely hear he too nice a lot. It's crazy though. The one who don't really be nice to is the one that won't leave me alone. That's also how it be, 100%. D says some women just like drama all the time. They don't know how to deal with nice guys. That is a very good point.
See? That's a true very good point. If they're not arguing, then it's not right. But that's toxic, and then that comes back to whatever the trauma is. So if you look at the relationships, take it back to your childhood. You don't trust nobody because daddy left, so you got abandonment issues. You don't trust nobody because mama used to smack on you all the time. You don't trust nobody because uncle or auntie did this, that, third, and the third. And then we go out here in the world without addressing these things. And now we can't trust nobody. And then, or we screw over the person who has been good to us, and we betray their trust because we've been so hurt people. One of them type situations, bro.
I mean, it's a fact. Hurt people. It happens all the time, man. And it's a shame. But I think we have to be healed. You know what I'm saying? We got to allow that hurt to be healed, you know, and don't. A lot of people carry their baggage as a trophy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't trust nobody because see what happened, man. I remember this, and that shaped me and made me. Nah, man, you got to let that stuff go. You got to let it go, man, because it's eating you up. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying be stupid, though. I ain't going to the point of talking about stupid. Like, well, I just trust anybody. Now, I get that. I get all that. I'm just saying it can be to the extreme where you so leery about everybody, you don't trust a soul. I mean, you barely trust Jesus. He ain't changed your life. You're like, why you change my life? What? Why am I all different now? I'm supposed to be mad. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now you mad because you can't get mad. You know what I mean? Now you frustrated and got anxiety because you got peace.
Right. What is peace?
I can't get jiggy with this. Real, what about this thing we're talking, man?
She said, I was literally typing that, Rob. The root of the issue is usually in our youth. Good point.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And then when you become in the body, and that's another thing that happens. So now, and this is our Faith in Music show. So, but now when you get into the body and you go to the church, you've been hurt. Stuff from the youth, whether you saw your auntie who, praise the Lord, running into the walls and falling out and then, you know, doing everything under the sun that had nothing to do with the Lord. And so you see that you go into the church, and instead of going into the church seeking healing, and I'm not just talking about physical healing, but spiritual healing, mental healing, and you trusting in the Lord, you're going into the church instead of open and saying, I surrender, like, What they own, man, I ain't real. And you missing your opportunity for the Lord to come in and truly heal you and give you peace. I'm laughing about wanting to be mad, but the Lord has delivered me from something, and I be trying to get mad about it and be like, God, dog, I'm supposed to care, but that used to bother me. You know what I mean? And that's people's opinions. It'll get me sometimes, but for the most part, like me and C talked about this, that deliverance of not caring what somebody got to say about me, because... Here's the bottom line. They've been talking. Good, bad, or indifferent, they've been talking. The difference is Now you know they're talking. How are you going to deal with it? Because they was talking before you knew it. Now, if it's somebody close to you and I find out C-dogging me behind my back, first of all, we got a relationship enough to be like, hey, one word, what we doing? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't supposed to be that. But if it's somebody you don't really rock with, who cares? You didn't rock with them in the first place.
Right.
They not feeding you. They not financing you. And I'll leave the other, you know what, out of it. Then go ahead.
You don't say that, man. I'm supposed to start back talking. But nah, man.
Got him.
Yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, though, man, we got to be healed. Point blank, period. You got to be healed, man. You got to be in it. It's understanding. It's nothing wrong with watching people and being careful, but don't be so careful that you run everybody off. You know.
Now that's the truth, bro.
That's the thing. Don't be so careful that you run everybody off, and then you only safe when you alone because you don't trust nobody but you. So you just in a house by yourself because you can't trust. You stop trusting your wife. Stop trusting your kids. So you run all them off. The dog and ran off, and it's just you. And that ain't good, man. That ain't a good place where it's supposed to be, man. That ain't where it's supposed to be.
It is not. And if the only person you can trust is you, then you're not trustworthy because you know. Let me tell you something. You can lie to everybody except for God and yourself. And even when you lie to yourself, you know deep down that is not what it is. And that's the reason why you're miserable because you live in a lot. You know what I mean? You can act for everybody, bro. You can't act when you look in the mirror and look at that person. Because deep down inside, you know what it is. So you might as well seek the Lord for that healing. First, you got to trust him. You know what I mean? Like, trusting the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. That's what the Bible talks about. But we have a problem with that. Why? Because, like C was saying a minute ago, we like to use that as a badge of honor. Well, I don't trust nobody. Well, Lord, I trust you, but I'm going to hold on to this one because they really did that to me. Or this really made me feel this way. I'm not negating none of that. But what I am saying is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. When you do that and you get into your prayer life, you get into your reading life, then next thing you know, he starts giving you that peace that surpasses all understanding. When you get that peace, then you can start living an abundant life. I'm not talking about monies and riches, abundance within your spirit, man, your spirit woman. You dig what I'm saying? And then now you're living a life of abundance and you're starting to move different. And it's a lovely, beautiful thing. But if you don't never trust the Lord, you're not going to trust people.
It's a place of freedom, man. And we all got to try to get there, man. And as someone that's been bound a long time, when that freedom hit, boy, it's something different. It's something different. Trust me, as somebody that's been bound and wound up forever, and all of a sudden
might
you're
make
free.
Your head pop off.
Anyway, as someone that's been there all that time, man, all of a sudden you get free, man, it's a different feeling, man. So, hey, I encourage everyone to allow the Lord to help you to be free. Miss Dingle said, apple tree can only produce apples. If you show yourself untrustworthy, you are untrustworthy. Yeah, I mean.
But I do believe that people can change, though. You know what I mean?
This is true too.
People can change, and that's what I want y'all to understand when I brought up the church thing. And I know we cracking jokes. That's what we do. But if you go into a church, you can't go into church looking skeptical because the last pastor was crooked. You can't. You know what I'm saying? Because we're human. When it's all said and done, we're human. And sometimes people do untrustworthy things in relationships. Somebody might step out. Somebody might do something with the finances. Somebody might do something toward the kids that you didn't like how they was raising them that way. And now you don't trust them. The baby may have failed while he was with dad. And now the mama don't trust him with the, that was a moment in time. Now, if somebody keeps showing you who they are, then you're right. Separate yourself from amongst them and go about your business. But a mistake here and there, you know what I'm saying? You got to give room for grace because the Lord gave us room for grace.
100%. So to answer the question, why is it so hard to trust people, even if they haven't been untrustworthy, really, because I kind of came to the conclusion that you need to be healed because you still hurt and you don't want to admit that you hurt. And that's why you can't trust them sapsuckers. But let the Lord heal you, can be more trustworthy when that person is worthy to be trusted. Because
that's the key.
Just because you are healed don't mean that person is worthy to be trusted. They may need to be looked at sideways.
Don't be no fool now. Faith and foolishness is two different things.
Yeah, man. So, all right, man. Well, on that, we're going to hold up and wait, man, get to our first video for the night.
Hold up.
All right, this is a video by 1K Few called Let Go, Let God. 1K Fuel. Boy, on fire right now.
Just dropped the album.
Yep.
Pray for Atlanta.
Come on, they go to the bank. Come on, they go to the bank. Come on, they go to the bank. Good thing I don't care what they think. Thinking big, I concentrate. Kill my knees, not concentrate. Come on, these style stealers trying to just eat off my template. They still ain't eat like I never ate. I'ma take me one more plate. Try to fill in love with flavor. Had to take her on a date. In love.
Swagger on me, baby. I'm summer out of space. Yeah. Take a risk. I'll never take a break.
Never.
Make it look his birthday. Piece of cake. Come through. Pipe up. I ain't finna play.
I need play.
I'm so out of here. Like I don't wanna stay.
I need stay.
I'm so out of here. I stay out the way.
I'm out the way.
Why get out of here? You all in the way.
Get out of here.
Got it popping 365 days. I let go and that lit got show me the way. So I had to let go.
Let go.
And let go. Back there, no way.
No way.
I got an ice stop crossing my neck right now, trying to show me they already paid. Coming out the back seat, feeling like Afro Luda, all black Escalade. I just wanna shine, ain't throwing no shade. I'm trying to go to heaven, not space invade. Finally up top every night, I pray. Going through the valley, I'm not afraid. Like, hold up, why you trying to come back? Now you should have stayed. Hold up, baby, don't play with me, go play arcade.
Play arcade.
To Atlanta like JD, in the street like WWJD. Cause the street been different lately. Every night, something look crazy. Tell the guy like a brand new Tesla, even if I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I let go and I let God show me the way. So I had to let go.
Let go.
And let God.
Let God.
Let go.
Let go.
And let God.
Let God.
All I know.
All right, that was Let Go, Let God by Mr. 1K Few, artist on Reach Records out of Atlanta. If you ain't noticed, look at the videos from Atlanta. All right, man, my thoughts on the song, man, it was a vibe. It was a vibe. It was cool. I saw Hagen say, I heard a Zaytoven tag. Yes, this whole project, him and Zaytoven collabed on the whole project, so Zaytoven did the whole joint. What I thought about it, man, like it was a vibe, man. Like I put it in the playlist, you know what I'm saying? The video was clean, looked good, and, it was nice. Not my favorite 1K Few thing, but it was nice. You know what I'm saying? That's my thoughts. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, like you said, it's called Pray for Atlanta. That's the name of the album, collab with him and Zaytoven. Me and Dominic actually listened to it coming back up from his school. What was that? Sunday. We listened to the album. Matter of fact, we let it play twice. Good album. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing about this particular video, simplistic. And Few... See, I don't know if you remember when we went down, you had a concert with Cannon Jones and all them. I rolled with you that particular time. 1K Few, they wasn't even known yet. And we saw them. And me and C was like, oh, these cats different. And Few folks wasn't feeling them. And I'm like, nah, they different. C was like, nah, they different. And sure enough, later on, he gets with Cray and Hammer Time and his history from there. So, dope video to me, dope song. Project is definitely, it has a replay value. So it is called Pray for Atlanta, Zaytoven, 1K Few Collabo.
Yeah. So once again, like that, this song here was called Let Go, Let God by Mr. 1K Few. Check it out. Put it on your playlist if you're trying to playlist that thing. Time for our CHA segment.
CHA segment.
CHA segment, do you truly believe music has a negative or positive effect on different demographics? Do you truly believe music has a negative or positive impact, impact on different demographics? Mr. Davis.
Absolutely it does, man, because they marketed certain things to different demographics. This is what I'm going to tell y'all. So for the urban demographic, they market kill, kill, sex, sex, drugs, drugs. For the more suburban market, they market depression because there's money in pharmaceuticals. So it's one of those things where they pump the music out there. And even in the suburban area, they pump like some of the heavy metal stuff is to get you on drugs and promote mm-hmm. certain things. Mm-hmm. But of course it does. It's life and death and the power of the tongue. And it mm-hmm. definitely has a negative impact at times. And then it's other times where songs just make you feel good. And we can all name yeah. a song or two to make you feel good every time you hear it.
Yeah, it's crazy the high level, intricate marketing that they do. And mm-hmm. with the different demographics or different racial demographics, we could just say it like that, because for different pockets where there's different racial demographics, like Rob was saying, different type of music goes there. And in the demographics where they want murder, and kill to continue, it's always marketed there. That's yeah. deep, man. Think about it. They want, and they is not white people. Let me say that, because a lot of times we be saying they, and folks be like, y'all talking about white people. We ain't saying that. They in general, media in general. And a lot of times the head of the media is the enemy, Satan, a lot of times. Not always, but a lot of times. At the very, very end of it, a lot of these folks that they end up selling their souls for a master, the master they talking about ain't the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, but it's not just that. So we ain't just talking about white people. We just saying in general, they will put this music towards this people to keep these people hearing this same thing. Because like Rob said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. So the more what you hear, if you hear murder, kill, you in an improvised area where everybody is close together, which means mm-hmm. everybody that's in that area is going to rob everybody and all that, then we're going to keep murder, and killing. And then the people that's in the more, not just even the suburbs, but in the country areas, yep. you hear more of the depression music. Like when we went out there to, I forget where we went to, Southern Missouri.
Moscow Mills.
Moscow Mills, that other place down.
And then we also went down, I can't even think of the name, but we went to Southern
homeboy
Missouri.
Yeah. We went to Southern Missouri, and most of the people there love that depression type music. You know, no hate, NF, and people
K-Pet.
Like that.
Because
there's a whole group, whole group of artists that's like that. NF ain't the only one. There's a whole group of artists that come from that depression. I mean, Eminem, really. Depression talk. You know what I'm saying? They speaking from their lane, and people gravitate to that. And more is poured into that. You know what I'm saying? And it has a major effect, in my opinion. Major effect on your outlook and your thoughts. And if you say you're a Christian, you're mentally free from that, listen to too much of that stuff, you'll be packing. You know what I'm saying? You know, you be ready to go swing on somebody, because music, the spirits that come with it. I'm not saying what you should and should not listen to, but be careful, though. That's the point I'm making. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, and then they'll hide it behind, is for the culture.
Right.
But what culture are you trying to promote? You dig what I'm saying? Because if you're telling me that I need to be in tune with a culture of where we hate self-hatred, you know what yeah. I mean? We down our women and treat them like trash. We down each other. So if C get up, man, that one word ain't better than me. I'm going to take his stuff. That's mm-hmm. not the culture that we want to for the culture. I don't want to be for that culture. I want to be right. for a culture where we're building legacies. We're making generational wealth, and we're doing right. all these things that's gonna impact in a positive way. Now, do the music be fire? Of course it does.
Of course it does.
The beats be fire. Yes. I remember looking at TikTok, and this dude was like, he was just tripping. He was on like, man, we straight be in the club listening to demon music, like mm-hmm. drinking this alcohol, and every other song is like kill. So he said, so a MF are going to want to kill when we get out to the car, because we've been mm-hmm. listening to this all night, drinking and smoking, and it's like straight demon music. And this yeah. was a dude that wasn't nowhere talking about church stuff.
Yeah. All right, Hagen say yes to, he believes it has a negative or positive impact on different demographics. Ms. Dingle says yes as well. Then Hagen says it's a reason why that Talib Kweli, KRS-One, Public Enemy, et cetera, was banned from BET. They didn't want their message out. That is a very good point. Then Ms. Dingle says there's power in music. Faith comes by hearing. What we hear has impact. Absolutely.
Yeah,
she was talking about Rod Wave, somebody, one of those artists.
Mm-hmm.
Then Hagen says, what I don't like is everybody want to talk about how bad Sexy Red is, but none of them know or listen to or promote Rhapsody. That's a female artist. That's very
mm-hmm.
different.
Mm-hmm.
People don't be looking for positive music. Not at all.
No, they don't.
Good evening, Miss Mac. Good to see you today, Miss Mac.
You know what's funny about people don't want to listen to positive music? You know, people will say, soon as you say, hey, he a Christian rapper, man, yep. I don't want him preaching to me.
Yep.
Go to any concert. I am a music lover, bro. Like, yes, I sir. Love music. I went to almost every concert my man who locked up now had. If he came to town, I was there. And that mm-hmm. one word was preaching to the crowd. It wasn't mm-hmm. thus say of the Lord, but it was mm-hmm. thus say of the sex. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And talking, and everybody, mm-hmm. every concert, the dude talking, it's a form of preaching, but it's what they're being preachy to you, yeah. but it's not the quote unquote gospel. So right. It's a situation where it's accepted.
I mean, quiet as kept, everybody who get up there and do music, they're preaching to you. They're preaching yeah. what they're talking about at that moment. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like I yeah. said, there's a whole genre of basically ratchet women rappers. You know what I'm saying? If you yeah. in the vibe for that, hearing the ratchet women rappers that twerk and got the twerk music or whatever, that's what they're preaching at that moment. They're not with a pulpit, like Rob was saying, but that is what they're conveying at that moment. And you look for them when you want to hear that. You want to hear some in-depth old love songs, you put on some Luther or something. Or, you know, you want to yeah. hear this other kind of music, you put on this. That's the message they're preaching. I'm not saying anything they preaching is good or bad. I'm just saying, recognize the fact, just because Christian music come on, they preaching to you, don't mean they so unique. Everybody is. You just may not want nothing positive at the time. Because you'll say, man, some people will tell you, I don't even really care about what they're saying. I like the beat. Okay, well, why the beat matter then when the Christian music come on? Same beat. You know what I'm saying? We just played a video with 1K Few. That's not a Christian producer.
No.
Zaytoven is a secular, normal producer. I mean, he's a Christian, but I'm saying he's a normal producer. Everybody mm-hmm. rapped on Zaytoven beats. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? There's a lot of beat makers that cross over and do the same music that you may be hearing, and it's different. Dub, what's up, boy? Dub?
Been a minute.
Good to see you, bro. But yeah, man, it's a lot of people that do the same beats, but we'll turn on some Christian music, be like, oh, no, we don't want to hear that. I don't want to be preached at. You going to get preached at anyway. Why did I just hear something positive? I don't get it. Go ahead, bro.
No, it's a point. It's just what you want to hear. You know, like you said, what you want to be preached to on. But it's crazy because we'll play it and our kids will hear it. I sent this thing the other day, and it was little 12-year-old girls with their mama pole dancing. Mm-hmm. Like they had a whole class with them pole dancing with, I think, Suki or one of them, their music playing in the background. And these little girls were spinning on poles like they had been at Magic City all their life. You know what I'm saying? Or mm-hmm. some old, you know what I'm saying? Like one of the shows that come on, you know what I'm saying? That come on Stars or something.
Yeah.
But that's what they're teaching the kids. You know what I'm saying? That's what they teaching the kids. And you could say, oh, man, it don't matter. It's just music. It does matter.
Is it?
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. It does matter. When Bob Marley started talking peace and freedom and all that, then guess what? When he shot the sheriff, it was all good. The moment mm-hmm. that man started talking about freedom and doing all this and that, next thing you know, mm-hmm. Bob's gone. And it happens like that a lot. We just don't see it. Or the media will switch it and be like, they witch hunting. Ain't no such right. thing. So they right. start gaslighting it or making it seem like it's the tinfoil hat factor. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't be saying the same. We see it. Like, don't, like Cat Williams said, one word, don't you know I can see you? That's right. Or in this case, we can hear you. We see what's going on.
And I guess all what we're saying, man, I'm not telling nobody what you should listen to.
Right.
You're a grown man. You're a grown woman. And if you're a Christian, you got the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Listen to him. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. Keep that same energy when Christian music come on. Don't be like, well, I'm just listening to the beat. You know, the beat make me feel good. Okay, that's millions of Christian artists. We play, a lot of times we don't play the same person for like months. We give y'all new videos all the time. Literally search for them all the time to let people, our watchers and our viewers know that there's a great array of Christian music. I may not, a lot of times I'll be playing stuff I don't even like, but I want y'all to see the whole spectrum that there's all kind of stuff out here. Because we'll be like, somebody will be like, I don't know where to find it. I don't know, you can find it. Look, this is what you got to do. Look. You know what I'm saying? Just take a little effort and look. If you listen to Spotify, if you listen to Apple Music, if you listen digitally, just search. It's simple. Yeah. And it's not my great vote for Christian music. I'm just saying this as an example that you know, when we always say, well, you know, I just listen to the beat. But it don't matter when the Christian song come on. I don't want to be preached at. I don't want to feel bad to listen to me. Well, all of it ain't going to make you feel bad, my guy. Some of it is happy music, just like the other happy music you listening to. Every one of them ain't going to tell you you finna go to hell.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, most of them don't tell you that in the song. You know what I'm saying? Most of them just talking about their life. Or some of them just vibing and having fun, you know, but. Anyway.
Right, like our man last week, Freshie. You know what I'm saying? He was just having fun. I actually added that song to the playlist though. But anyhow,
that was an example. But go ahead, bro.
But yeah, it was just you had to see. If you didn't see it, look at last week's show, and you will understand where I'm coming from. Scooty Wop had this song called Fresh. Fresh. But when it comes to the music, yes, you got to watch yourself. If you don't think it's a mood, why you think you listen to love making music? You dig what I'm saying? Why do you think you, when everything amped up and you about to get crunked up, Miss Mack will tell you in a minute, 8-Ball MJG for her.
Yes, some people,
it's Future or the Baby or Lil Baby or whomever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's up to you. We're not condemning you saying don't listen to this or listen to that. What we are saying is watch what you feed in your spirit, because what you feed yourself is what's going to come out, good, bad, or indifferent.
Ms. Mack said things that you listen to will affect you and the mood that you have.
There you go.
100%, sis. 100%.
There you go.
100%. All right, man. We're going to move on to our next video for tonight. Y'all check it out. We're going to hold up and wait one more time.
Hold up.
Abandonment.
All right. We have a song called Judas by Yellow Hill featuring Lecrae. Y'all check this out. This is more of a testimonial type song. Y'all tune in for it.
Issues I had them at an early age. Turned to the block and met some homies and started banging trays. Depression hit because the music wasn't working. Living check to check and selling weed in the suburban. Fist fighting, that was a day-to-day thing. Searching for peace through the struggle while I'm trying to do my thing. They all know me up in the city and in the streets. No mother and no father locked out without a key. But I kept going, kept flowing. Lead a hood and gaining peace right by the ocean. But right back to reality, homie. Either we riding on the opposite or it's a casualty, homie. Nowadays, you gotta watch out, bro. This is why it's DTA and I don't trust nobody. Except a couple of them. They switched up on me quick, so I stunted on them. Yeah. For 8 months, I neglected making music until God told me you gotta hit the lab and get to it. Talking to Jesus, the homie did me like Judas. I was feeling all alone. The net had me feeling stupid. Hey, that's just the devil, though. Staying 10 toes down, I'ma get it, though. West side, you know exactly where I came from. Yellow Hill to low, tripping, what it do, cuh? Forgive them, Father, they don't know what they do. I know they ridiculed you, and I'll get ridiculed too. Every morning I was thinking about was violence and blue. War wounds, they don't lie, yeah, I could have been through. But I'm still here, Judas. No fear, Judas. Crying tears, Judas. But my hands is still up, what it is, Judas. It's up with anybody that ever doubted me. The same ones show me love and always claim that they was proud of me. Yeah, okay, that traitor spirit fouled of me. But I've been in my Bible cause my vision was getting clouded. 3, cause you used to be from Marvin, stop popping it. And hit me up to get up in my videos, following. Every move that I make, you would do it too. I tried to help you get ahead, you a demon too. They don't wanna see me with the hands cause I'm vicious. Everybody hates yellow, yeah, I'm tripping. But I leave it a baby gangster to let the world know.
Cuz being from the set.
You little weirdos. I'ma stay on topic, this is deeper than a song. I know I ain't perfect and I'm trying to right my wrongs. Separate the city and if it's more than a song, just make sure that you're ready when my angels come along. And I don't need the fame, quick. No cars and no clothes and chains, quick. That can't satisfy my soul, it taints it. I got some growing I need to do and some changing. RJ told me to let it be and stay focused. Chief Perico told me to keep working and keep the music flowing. My big homie said, yellow, stay silent. Jesus got a covering over your life and kill the nonsense. Pop it. Stopping all my enemy in all blue chucks. The enemy ain't got no chance. Right hand of God when it's time to go up. It's Jesus Christ giving me strength. 8 months I was depressed, I was about to give up. Now I'm on the road getting bucks.
Yeah.
Till I got up off the floor and started living it up. Mm-hmm. And God we trust.
You do trust in God, right? I mean, you know that's where you get your purpose from. You was born with that. Cousin came to the city, told me you the model. You the one that we follow, some hard words to swallow. They ain't see all of these tears it took to crack a smile. They ain't see me walking through all of these ugly trials. Say the Grammys like the highest honor. Give up every Grammy in my house and trade them for a present, Father. I earn about a dozen plaques. I swear I'd give them up if somehow that could bring my cousin back. Industry full of scammers rapping in consonants. Never sell your soul for money, that's just common sense. How I end up at the movies buying condiments to watch me on the screen when teachers said I'm incompetent. That little boy was kicked and beaten, thrown in the trunk. Torn to pieces, but trusted Jesus who picked him up. I ride through the old hood just to see it. God's good, look at me, you don't believe it. Hey, look, I rose up out the concrete. I won't say the gutter, cause my brother lived in shelters. I live with my mother, next to him I grew up sheltered. Mama had me covered, sometimes she was helter-skelter. But you know I love her, grew up feeling like a sucker, cause the system never got me. All I knew was men treating prison like a hobby. Told me watch the corner, get a signal when the cops come. Watch my neighbor sacrifice their family just to cop some. I don't say a word, I don't say a word. I was playing in the streets when them bodies hit the curb. Grew up facing danger, voice was never heard. Had me feeling insecure, so I started rhyming words. Rapping in the basement, crooked smile, we ain't had no money for no braces. Crooked child, only by his grace I beat the cases. Look at God, if I never touch 100 mil, I'ma serve 100 meals, that's real. And word to Yellow Hill, yeah, God is real.
That song was called Judas by an artist by the name of Yellow Hill featuring Lecrae. My thoughts about that video was street, it was gutter. I think Yellow Hill was pouring his heart out on the track. I never heard the brother puts me in the mindset of like a 7. You know what I'm saying? Because it kind of looked like him, but he has that same style, the West Coast style. And Lecrae, that was one of the hardest verses I heard Lecrae rap. I'm going to be honest. That man was snapping. It was real. And I enjoyed it. The video itself, I didn't really – it was a good video, but I didn't care about the video, if that makes sense, because I was enraptured by what they were saying. It caught. Yeah. It, I was like, dang, you know, these dudes going in. I felt like I was being – painted a picture with their words more so than the video they self. And that's not saying the video was bad. Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm with you, bro. They poured their heart out and Cray snap. Yellow snap. You know what I mean? Both of them did their thing and they put me there. You know what I'm saying? Put me in the mindset of what he went through. You know what I mean? Banging on the streets and where he at now and just praising God. And then like Lecrae giving his testimony with some stuff, some lines in there that was on point, and he has said that over the years. It's my first time hearing Yellow now, but Lecrae, some of the stuff that he said those things over the years, not in that way, in that fashion. Yeah. And like you, the video was dope because the scenery itself kind of brought to life how gutter the words were, but definitely heartfelt, man. I love heartfelt music like that. So
definitely. The song was called Judas by artist by the name of Yellow Hill, featuring an artist that most of us know that watch this show named Lecrae. Once again, man, that was a very good song, man. If you feel like needing hearing some heartfelt music with a West Coast vibe, yeah, put that on your playlist, man, for real.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, one more thing before we get on up out of here.
Hey, yo, man, have you ever thought I really enjoy what these guys are doing with this podcast? How can I help support them? How can I be a blessing to them? Well, first and foremost, I want to thank y'all for sliding through. Second, go ahead and hit that like, subscribe, and notification button like my brother's putting up on the screen. If you haven't liked this episode, go ahead and hit the like button. If you haven't subscribed to us, subscribe and definitely hit the notification. If you've already done that, don't hit them buttons again because you're going to undo everything that you just did. If you want to bless us, look. Not the Same Podcast, Cash Sign, Not the Same Podcast on Cash App. You can go over to notthesamepodcast.com/support. This episode will be available as well as the last three episodes of all three of our shows, Bible Study, every other Tuesday. We'll be back next Tuesday. Our sports show that comes on every Wednesday, and Faith and Music exclusively on YouTube so we can bring you those dope songs. So this is how you can support us, and definitely hitting up that chat line over there in the corner. For my sneaker peekers, we appreciate y'all sliding through also. I know some people are silent, man, and we joke about it, but I appreciate y'all just as much as I appreciate everybody in that time, in the timeline, making the comments, whether you catch us live or after, whether you catch us on Spotify or Apple Music, however you listen to the Not the Same Podcast, we appreciate you.
We do appreciate you, man. With that being said, I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean.
We'll see y'all next week, man. Appreciate y'all sliding through.
Yeah, about our Father's business. Grind mode. Filled with His Holy Spirit. That's a cheat code. Holiness the standard. We never fold. We about to make a scene. Episode about our Father's business.